Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, thank you so much for staying with us. So we continue our conversations, and today we are going to be speaking to Nomvula Mokonyane, who is the ANC Deputy Secretary General. She's agreed to speak to us today just to catch up on things since we last spoke. Ms. Mokonyane, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you very much, Ms.
Mokonyane. Ooh, your line is so low. You're sounding much better now. Much, much better. Thank you so much. We haven't spoken since the elections. And I just want to recap, that conversation until we get to ourselves here. When we last spoke, I mean, there was really massive momentum leading up to the elections. We were, the ANC was looking quite good, actually, on the ground. You had some wonderful veterans come out in support of your campaign. It looked really good. Even as you knew that the polls, your own polls, said you're probably going to fall below the 40% mark. Did you expect where you fell as the ANC?
Thanks very much, Pimelo. We went to elections with every intention of making sure that we come out victorious. Mm. We came out of the elections with a percentage of 40. We received that outcome as a message and a statement that demands of us to reflect, and here we are today. Yeah. We felt it a responsibility of the ANC to invite everybody to come and work with us, since we are the party that got the largest of the percentages. It was a setback. It remains a setback. Mm.
How soon did you start making contact with the other political parties and come to the conclusion that it is a GNU that you want to put together?
Look, we were all at the results operation center. All parties were there. Yeah. We're all watching carefully the results as they were coming in. And upon the announcement of the end of the counting by the IEC, we started to communicate as the national officials of the ANC, together with our other teams that were behind the scenes helping to pull the elections together. And upon the reflection a day after, the ANC came out to look at different options. Took us almost a day. We came out of the results operation center having looked at various options: the option of being in the opposition benches, the option of forming a minority government, the option of forming a coalition government, and the option of forming a government of national unity. The MEC deliberated on all that. Mm. And upon the deliberations, we then arrived at the government of national unity.
And was it
where we leave no one behind?
Yes. Was it obvious that the DA was the first political party to speak to?
No, it wasn't obvious. We spoke, like I'm saying, we spoke to everybody from the results operation center's floor. Mm-hmm. And of course, the Democratic Alliance came to us, and one of the options they were raising was a coalition between the ANC and the Democratic Alliance, something that the MEC of the ANC was not actually comfortable with. And on a principled basis, the MEC of the ANC felt we need to be as inclusive as possible. We mustn't leave anyone behind.
Leading up to the final conclusion of who forms the cabinet, for instance, there was a lot of back and forth. We saw that publicly. One of the concerns everybody had was a GNU that doesn't speak from one page. You would hear the ANC say one thing, you would hear the DA say something else, even though there had already been an agreement. How confident are you that you now have consensus with what you want to achieve in this GNU, and there will now be some sort of a consensus on what it is that you want to say publicly?
Kimelo, what has happened is that we now have the statement of intent, if you recall. And the statement of intent is a statement that tabulates what constitute common areas of agreement as to how we can all work together. And in the course of negotiations, that's why it is negotiations, there will be different positions and different views. Some very hard, others very disruptive, others very valid, and others very helpful. And precisely because of the nature of negotiations, you go through without giving up, up until those that you are negotiating with opt to say they will opt not to be part of it. Mm. And that's why we then spoke to almost everybody, including those that are not in the government of national unity. Mm-hmm. We spoke to one side of politics and to the other side. Even today, we still continue to talk with the various parties on issue by issue, and we're quite humbled by the fact that the majority of those that were voted by the South African electorate have found it defeating to cooperate with the ANC and form this government of national unity.
Then we expected that that in a statement of intent that you refer to would trickle down to the provinces. We saw, you know, what seemed to be a unity when the announcement of cabinet came through. It seemed like everybody had settled and everybody agreed on, you know, what's the next way forward. However, Gauteng didn't seem to follow.
Not at all. Gauteng followed. Gauteng continued negotiating up until the 11th hour. Remember, Tumelo, there are more than 9 political parties that we have been negotiating with. And the same happened in Gauteng. Of course, the immediate majority party would have been the Democratic Alliance, which we also engaged to the extent where the issue of Gauteng got escalated to national. Mm-hmm. And as we continue to engage with the Democratic Alliance, we further also continued to engage with all other political parties. What needs to be understood, Tumelo, is that you may enter into an agreement with other parties at the exclusion of one or two parties that are part of the GNU because of the permutations or how they feel at that point,
yes,
or what they believe in. So Gauteng has complied with the spirit of GNU. It is those that then decide that we will not be part of the GNU. But remember, signatories to the GNU with the ANC are more than 9 political parties and not one.
Well, if the directive came from national, what then broke the talks? Because I'm assuming that as Gauteng ANC collective escalated it to national ANC, the same would have happened to the DA. And at that level, you had an agreement. You do have a statement of intent. Everybody seems to be on the same page. Then what broke the talks when it came to Gauteng?
I wouldn't want to speak on behalf of any party because we must respect each and every party and its rules. When the matter was escalated to national, in the ANC, we were led once more by the Secretary General. I personally accompanied the Secretary General to that initial meeting. Mm-hmm. Negotiating, Comrade Akura, Comrade Sibi, Comrade Mtumiseni, Comrade Papu, the Alliance, met with the National.
I'm going to ask WSG, I'm going to ask that we move. That your line has suddenly gone quite bad. I don't know if you can move around for us. Not at all. In fact, it's getting worse. I'm going to put you back to the producer so we can try and... And then as soon as we do that, we'll continue with our conversation. It's 20 minutes to 9. All right, let's try this one more time. We continue our conversation with the ANC Deputy Secretary General, Nombala Mokonyane, as we are trying to get that line sorted out. Thank you so much, Ms. Mokonyane, for making time for us again. We were in the middle of you explaining to us that, you know, you had tried. As the ANC, there was an escalation. You were also in those meetings, and we got cut off there.
Yes, I hope I'm much more audible
now. Much better, thank you, thank you.
Yes. So, yes, we then met, as I indicated, and from the side of the Democratic Alliance, we had Helen Zille in the company of the provincial leadership. It was her alone. And we engaged, were briefed by both parties from Gauteng. We then deliberated. And upon us being clarified, the two parties agreed that let's leave the provincial teams to then work out the issues around allocations, having reaffirmed the statement of intent.
Mm-hmm.
And when now we had to leave and allow the provincial teams to remain, we then were clarified by Helen Zille that she is not just the SG of the Democratic Alliance, but she's a member of the ANC caucus in Gauteng. Well, it's not our business to interfere.
Mm-hmm.
And we left her there, and our comrades proceeded with the engagement. And as they proceed with the engagement, they then came back to us because we had to leave the negotiations room and go out and wait in the waiting room. And later on, comrades came back and said, there's a request for a caucus. And then the Democratic Alliance then, at that point, then left. And as they left, we then picked up that they were in a media briefing. And precisely because we believed that we can still find one another, we deferred the engagement and the announcement from that very evening, the announcement of the ESCO to the following day, precisely because our door remained open.
Mm.
And as that was continuing, you'll remember, Pimelo, there are other parties in Gauteng, as you are saying, other parties that are signatories to the statement of intent for the establishment of the GNU. They were there. And later then we got a report the following day that the other party has opted not to participate. And that does not mean there's a collapse.
Okay.
It actually means there's one party that is opting out. So it is wrong to then say there's been a collapse on the negotiations for a GNU. Gauteng has been able now to constitute a government. I'm sure you've heard all of us saying we are still prepared and are eager to continue engaging with everybody because there's also been other experiences. I'm sure, Pimelo, you know, in the Northern Cape, one of the parties to the GNU, signatories to the GNU, voted with the Economic Freedom Fighters in the in the Northern Cape against the candidacy of Comrade Zamani Saul.
Yes.
And the other party, the Freedom Front Plan, supported the candidacy of Comrade Zamani Saul. The DA voted with the EFF.
So publicly, the DA since then has said many things. The DA is unhappy about Gauteng. The DA says now they feel, and that's not the word they use, but it's quite similar to the sentiments, that they feel duped, that the president's cabinet was larger than they expected it to be. It's not proportionate to what they expected, and as they refer to the statement of intent. And so when you hear these murmurs outside of your internal discussions, one gets the feeling that the DA is not happy. Have they registered this, you know, this dissatisfaction within the National GNU?
We have the ANC's team led by the Secretary General.
Yes.
And together with him, the Treasurer General and the Second Deputy Secretary General, We have never been finished, and I'm sure if there's been that record to the ANC, it would have come to the attention. We don't have that. We, just like yourselves, are picking up all these issues out in the public domain. But for now, I think what we must all do is to appreciate that this is what we have entered uncharted waters. Mm. I wouldn't want to get into the space of the size of the cabinet. Mm. It has to do with the realities and the dynamics of where we find ourselves in. And congratulate everybody, including newly appointed ministers and deputy ministers coming from all other parties, starting with the smaller parties to the parties that have got the immediate support after the ANC. It is that we must now give the necessary support. They'll be going to the Lekgotla. They must find one another in terms of priorities so that through the State of the Nation address, the president can share with us the plan of the 7th administration.
You speak through the fact that you don't want to go into the size of the cabinet, but apart from the president himself who had, and he mentions this when he made this appointment, that, look, you know, my hands were tied, I now have a new dynamic, so I couldn't reduce the cabinet. But he had promised that before in the previous election. But apart from him, the partners in the government of national unity themselves had always made the point that they want a smaller cabinet. How is it that in the room with everybody believing that the cabinet must be reduced, still come out as the unified government now? And I won't point only to the president, but as a unified government, they still come out with a bigger, not cabinet, but the national executive.
I think let's allow government to explain. I'm here on behalf of the ANC. Mm-hmm. All those parties that have spoken on this, many of them are now ministers and deputy ministers. There's also been one thing, Pimelo, that interestingly very few people, including yourself, say little about that. One of the things that we from the side of the ANC have raised concern about is that historically we have had a well-representative cabinet, particularly on the side of women. Mm-hmm. And many of the parties that came into the executive have filled as men. Mm-hmm. And those are some of the things that the president will speak to, that but if it was left to the ANC alone, you would actually, if it was left to a smaller size, you're going to have lesser women also in that executive. If you now have so many parties, you need to accommodate. You must deal with that issue. I think what is of importance now is how this cabinet is going to gel, and how this cabinet is going to work together under the stewardship of the president, and use cabinet processes and government communication to communicate as a team.
Are you satisfied with the buy-in that you have within the ANC? And I speak not about the gossip, but I speak, for instance, about the utterances of the ANC Youth League, who very quickly went ahead to congratulate Premier Panyaza Lusufi on denying the DA positions within his cabinet. That speaks to the fact that they don't obviously agree, and that's public, to the fact that there is a GNU that includes the DA nationally.
Pimelo, we have a national executive committee that took the decision, and the decision was that let's go and work with everybody. And as we go and work with everybody, there will be dynamics as and when we work. What the ANC Youth League in Gauteng has said, surely the NEC of the Youth League that is represented in our national executive committee will have to reflect on that and deal with it. Going out in public and raising all manner of things under these conditions does not help the situation. And Comrade Panyaza has not excluded the DA. The DA opted out, and that was their statement early in the morning. So it is not Comrade Panyaza. Comrade Panyaza acted within the confines of the statement of intent signed by the ANC and all other parties, because every party matters, and that the GNU statement of intent is not limited but to one party. And as he also has said, our doors remain open to engage with every other party so that we can find each other.
You spoke a bit about the Cabinet Lekgotla, which is obviously going to be very interesting, because now you have the Government of National Unity partners all coming together with their all of them having their different manifestos. They all now need to come up with a government program. Just maybe a sense of what the ANC would like to see. Would you like this to be maybe framed around the National Development Plan? Is that what you're thinking, so that you can find some way to gel everybody into sort of one governing idea, policy? How is the ANC going to be approaching this?
Well, as you know, the National Development Plan is a plan that is also premised on Vision 2030.
Yes.
And it's not a plan of the ANC.
Yes.
It's a plan that was embraced by South Africans.
Yeah.
And that is what, for all other governments in the administrations in the country, becomes the foundation. And secondly, we also know that there are common areas of priority that are coming from different political parties. Everybody's concerned about unemployment and jobs, growing the economy. Surely that can become one of the centerpieces of the deliberations. Because in the negotiations itself, mm-hmm. we also reflected on the manifestos of the different parties. Mm-hmm. And if you read the statement of intent, yeah. I was saying to somebody today mm-hmm. in the morning that we all talk of the statement of intent, but seemingly not everybody understands what it is about. That statement of intent can actually be the best entry point of saying, how do we take the NDP forward, given these priorities that we agree on? What is of importance now is how to implement and create programs. Very little around policy.
What does the ANC feel about the MK party advancing former Judge Hlophe to be, a committee member, to be in the JSC? Your response as the ANC to that?
Well, it's not in our space to decide what any party finds fit to do on that side. There are processes in government, there are processes in the legislature, and we have our own candidates that we have fielded, and I'm sure through our chief whip will interact on those issues. Parliament has sworn in a professor now, yeah? Professor.
Yes, Dr. Hlophe, yes.
Yes. He has now been sworn in by Parliament. So let Parliament look at its rules and let Parliament deal with that matter.
I just have one last question to ask you about, the position that the ANC is now going to have with regards to dealing with now the leader of the MK party. Earlier on, before the elections, you said, let's park that as the ANC. We'll get to some sort of a disciplinary hearing with him after the election. When is that date likely to come? When are you likely to ask him to come for that hearing?
The National Disciplinary Committee, which I'm not a member thereof, and it's a committee that works independently and reports to us. I'm sure they are capable of handling that process, as it was said that the matter would receive attention post to the elections. Honestly speaking, I've not been following those issues. I've been preoccupied with things that must help us to move forward.
I really, really appreciate your time. Nomvulo Mokonyane, thank you so much. Keep warm and thank you so much for your time. Thank you. She's the ANC Deputy Secretary General. As we continue our conversations, and I will be taking your calls on 086-000-959. Your comments on that conversation with the ANC, and you can also give us a call on any other matter. I do want us to talk at some point about the weather. And what we were hearing is that today we are sitting on level 4. It's going to be escalating to level 6 and then level 8. So we're not seeing a reprieve anytime soon. We'll speak to the Western Cape and see what plans they have in place. But I am very worried also about Gauteng. And you know what usually happens in Gauteng. The homeless and people in informal settlements are going to be feeling this the most. So let me hear from you. 086-000-959. Some are going back to school tomorrow in this weather. Oh my goodness. Let me take your calls. 086-000-959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.